It is sometimes disheartening that our natural resources are not tapped effectively to benefit the masses. We sit on gold, but because we do not explore and develop our resources, our country's development is being affected. The country has 3 bauxite mines, and all of them are underdeveloped. Neither are there refineries to process the bauxite into alumina, and the situation has remained the same for many years. As a result, Mr. Speaker, Ghana imports alumina, although we mine our own bauxite. This bauxite is mined and shipped to UK for the British Aluminium Company, Barco, to smelter and bring back to us at a high cost before we can use for production. The establishment of Barco Aluminium Company was as a result of the vision of the first president of the Republic of Ghana, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, to establish an integrated aluminium industry in the country. The industry was to make way for Ghana to mine its own bauxite, refine and smelter it for onward distribution to manufacturers. It is sad to recount that this vision of our first president has not been realized more than 60 years on, with successive governments doing little to set up an integrated aluminium industry. Mr. Speaker, it will interest you to know that only 1 out of 5 sales lines is in operation at the Volta Aluminium Company. And over the years, Barco's operations have been marked by shutdowns and restarts because of power and is either not available or insufficient to see it run at full capacity.
The discussion of Barco and the need to revive it has been debated on several occasions. Mr. Speaker, the fact remains that Barco has a great potential for our country in terms of job creation, in terms of employment, in terms of industries that can be created. But there's one problem. Mr. Speaker, the problem is power. The problem is cheap power. How do we create that cheap power that is required for Barco to be able to turn on all those units that are currently not operating? Barco currently operates on only 1 cell. And so the 5 cells are, quite frankly, either not operating. And in that estimation, I was right. In fact, the number 2.3 million is even less. In fact, the reason why Tema, as a city known to have been the hub for jobs and empowerment, is gone is because Barco died, and it died with the city. But Mr. Speaker, I think the solution, it's a very simple one. I had the opportunity to lead a study on what it will require for us to basically use the bauxite deposits, revive them. The cost is not an easy one. But the key solution I understand is that we may have to get to a point as a country where we decide that, you know, we are going to use our legacy hydro dedicated to this strategic industry, and then decide that thermal and other renewable sources is what other industries and the general public will use.
God has been kind to this country and blessed us with enormous natural resources that, if harnessed properly, will go a long way to resolve the unemployment situation that confronts this country and has almost become a national security threat. The first president of our dear nation, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, had a very clear vision about what could be done and started VRA and subsequently the Volta Aluminium Company. I believe that he was very clear in his mind the path he was going. Unfortunately, he was only able to do part of it. And like it is being said in this house very clearly, after him, not much has been accomplished. I am happy to note that at the inception of another MPP government, this matter has come up very strongly. His Excellency the President sent his Vice President to China and has come back with a mouth-watering deal. All of us are agreeing that there is a need to proceed with the integrated aluminium industry. The ingredients are that we must find a way to mine the bauxite. A second ingredient is that we must find a way to carry the bauxite from wherever it is mined to a refinery. After we have refined it, it must go to Barco. And we must find a way to supply Vaalco with electricity at 3 or 4 cents per kilowatt hour. After it is done, then we can be sure that there will be so many industries that will come out from Vaalco.